football.
Arkansas Flag and Banner has your hog hookup, from apparel to tailgating gear.
Voting isn't everything, but it's the only thing. In our business, there is no second place. Either you're first or you're last.
Come in and check out over 1,000 Razorback items. Get to Arkansas Flag and Banner off I-630 or online at flagandbanner.com. Now, here are the guys with their picks on the games that matter to you and those that should. In the Zone.
Well, everybody wanted to win the football game, but nobody wanted to play the football game.
Yes, it's serious, but let's have a little fun with it as well. It's also a game that's meant to be enjoyed. You know, college football is fun, so let's have some fun.
Saturday morning and it's time to go.
I'm going to miss that open.
A lot more fun when you win.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Zone. Pat Bradley, Pigskin Preacher, and the backbone of this operation.
Big Baby.
Big Baby. You know what? Say hello, Big Baby.
Hello, Big Baby.
I didn't realize, you know, you've been yelling at me about me touching these buttons, these knobs, these lights, and you forgot to tell me to put your microphone on.
Oh, it's all right.
You sure it's okay?
Yeah, it's no problem.
Okay, well, you know what I'm going to do?
You're doing a great job, Pat.
I'm going to shut up the entire last hour. It's going to be the Big Baby Show.
Great.
Well, we have our picks. This is it, I think, right? We do our bowl picks, so this is week 14. This is the finale.
You have been very humble in this whole thing and not telling people that you have a chance to do something that's only been done a couple of times, lead wire to wire. I know Justin's never going to bring up the fact that you're leading once again he's in last place. But he and I are going to have to really reel off several in a row to catch you.
Yeah.
Because you have like a 3 or 4 game lead over me, and he was a couple behind me. So
basically, I'm trying to play like Georgia Southern.
You're going into four corners.
Yeah.
You're basically Dean Smith or Georgia
Southern.
I'm going
to be Georgia Southern.
You're
just ground
and pound.
Ground and pound.
You're going all about time of possession. Moving the sticks.
I can't afford any turnovers. I can't afford any costly penalties.
You don't want to go crazy and start picking a bunch of upsets here.
No, yeah. Don't want to lose my mind.
Just do what you do in birthday trivia. Just, you know, whatever we pick, just pick like one away.
How many times have we seen a team lose because they went into prevent defense? I can't go into prevent defense.
All the time. LSU had Alabama beaten until they go to prevent defense. Bama goes right down the field.
I am no LSU Tiger.
You cannot be L. Miles.
No. You know what I'm going to do?
Leslie Miles.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Sign of a good team?
What?
Kick them when they're down.
You got to do it. Finish them.
Sorry, Pigskin.
That's all right.
I'm going to have to kick you when you're down.
I can handle it.
I can guarantee you. If I pick these games with my eyes closed, okay, in a soundproof booth, and you just kind of said pointed, I had my eyes. I couldn't have picked any better. You know how it is.
I mean, it's
a 50-50.
Yeah, when we've added the point spreads on several of them, that really ratchets up the difficulty.
We got five with point spreads. Let's start to it. Okay, Northern Illinois, Kent State. Kent State, quarterback is PA grad. And this
Spencer Keith, yes.
Yes, sir. Kent State's got a chance to go to a BCS game?
That's
crazy. I know.
They've gone from 4 dead in Ohio to 1 alive in the BCS. Think about it.
6.5, Northern Illinois, -6.5.
Over Jerry Kill's old team, Northern Illinois.
Who are you going with?
I got Kent State.
Me too.
I think they're the team of destiny.
I think I'm just going to root for the PA kid. Okay, Stanford, -8.5. UCLA. Don't forget what happened last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, what is this, a rerun? Haven't we already heard this? What a bad system where you got to play someone twice
dumbest
in 7 days.
Dumbest thing ever.
I got Stanford, even though it's hard to beat somebody twice in a row.
So you think Jim Mora is going to get cussed out for a second consecutive week by one of those reporters?
Very good chance.
Okay. Arkansas State, -10. This is against the spread, obviously. They're all against the spread. Acre, what are you doing? Have you gone mad against Middle Tennessee State?
Lost his mind.
You know what? I'm going to pick ASU because I don't want to go into prevent defense.
No,
I want to push it. ASU, what do you think? Giving up 10.
I like Gus throwing that freewheeling attack out.
All right.
I like Arkansas State.
Oklahoma State, -6.5. TCU.
That's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yes. This is tricky. TCU looked pretty good against Texas on Thanksgiving.
Do you really? These bowl Texas, projections say Oklahoma's going to a BCS game.
They probably will with, two losses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Michigan went with two losses last year. Sometimes they got to take somebody, I mean, even if they're not any good. So,
but, this is a toss-up for me.
It's at TCU, and Oklahoma's been a little shaky on the road, but Oklahoma's got too much offense for them, I think.
You know what? I'm trying to lose this. I'm going TCU.
Okay.
Kansas State minus 11.5 Texas.
I think Kansas State kills Texas.
Amen to that.
I think this could be the swan song for Mack Brown. No one is saying this.
I said it, and everyone laughed at me.
No, they shouldn't laugh at you, because I think that all those rich Texas exes are getting tired of Mack's mediocrity. I see them giving him a big pile of money, a gold watch, and I see them luring TCU's Gary Patterson down to Austin.
Wow, that's something I haven't heard.
That's what I think is going to happen.
I have not heard that.
I think Patterson got that job with that win in Austin on Thanksgiving. I think Mack loses the job for good by getting embarrassed by Kansas State.
Okay. Oklahoma State minus 4, Baylor. I'm going Oak State.
That's what Justin said, too, but I like Baylor. Okay. You know, Baylor was on a roll. They beat Kansas State. I think Baylor's good enough to beat Oklahoma State in Waco.
We got two more real quick. Alabama minus 7, Georgia.
Man, I'd love to see Alabama lose.
Well, minus 7. We're going against the—
I'm really getting tired of Saban's whining about, you know, if we lose
yeah.
Florida shouldn't go. I'm like, shut up. You went to the BCS last year.
They're going
to be—
They're
going to
beat them by more than 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm taking Georgia.
Georgia has a— every time you think they're going to do really well, they implode. I see them imploding.
Is that the reason why? That's what my argument was. Mark Richt has always been there, had success, but you just can't have success.
They never—
you've
get over the hump.
You've got to win and get over
exactly.
the hump.
I don't think they do. I think Bama wins by 10.
Nebraska minus 3, Wisconsin.
Man, that's in the who cares category. But Wisconsin is awful, and the only reason they're in this game is because Ohio State and Penn State are on probation. So I think Nebraska wins.
You heard it. Okay, we'll be back. Entertainment Report and more coming up in the Zone.